Welcome back, everybody. We are back at Rattler Stadium here at the Pit. Tom Turbeville, along with Bryce Jones. He's back with me today. This is the Casey Dacus pregame show brought to you proudly by Gessner Heating and Air. Your comfort is our business. Coach, let's talk about the 28-14 win over North Forest. You go on the road and you it's a great ball game. North Forest makes the plays that you expect them to make with their Division I receiver. And they tie the ball game in the third quarter, but you all come back and just sort of just put the pedal down late in the ball game. Just generally, how'd you feel about the game? I know you got to be proud about how your team did on the road, on grass, on a Saturday game. Everything was sort of not normal, but you got a great win.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. It was one of those games where there were a lot of unique circumstances about it that made it a lot different than most games. And I was really, really proud of our kids for the way they handled it. You know, I said this, you know, after the game was over in another interview, but you know, it's the same for all coaches, and you just try to treat it the same as far as, you know, every team's got to deal with it, you know, in that situation. And I was really proud of the way our guys handled it. I thought they fought. I thought the other night was really, it's the first time we've been able to overcome adversity. And we've had some in games before, and we haven't done a real good job of responding to it. And I thought the other night was the first time that we responded the right way to it. And our guys grinded through it. You know, it wasn't easy. The second, third quarter, we were flat on offense. I thought our defense played really well, honestly, the entire game. And I thought at the end of the third quarter, they had scored, and they got a two-point conversion to tie it. And I could tell that our guys were a little bit down about that, and I was kind of really interested to see how they were going to respond. And I was really proud of the way they responded in the fourth quarter. I thought we took the game over late in the fourth quarter and kind of put it away. And that's a really good thing to see as a head coach.
Of course, Demond Demas, he had a lot of publicity, a lot of great accolades coming into the game, a D1 guy who's committed to Texas A&M, ranked in the top three receivers in the nation, and he obviously showed what he can do. My goodness, that vertical leap is just outstanding that he has. But you talk about your defense. You went into the game with a game plan, a double team, triple team this guy, so he won't make the big play on you. He made one big play on you that resulted in a touchdown, but other than that, I thought your double teams and triple teams were very, very disciplined and played very well.
Well, I appreciate that. That's something we worked on all week long, obviously. You know, that guy, he's a phenomenal athlete. Yeah. You know, there's a reason why he's, I think, one of the top five guys in the ESPN 300 receivers. You know, he's getting all the accolades, and he deserves them, and rightfully so. He's a phenomenal receiver. He's probably the best one in my 17, 18 years of coaching that we've played against, you know, and he makes you do things that you normally don't want to do, you know, and you don't necessarily want to take two guys and, you know, try to put them on one person and play, you know, 9 on 10 the rest of the way. That's not necessarily great odds, but I thought the key of the game, honestly, on defense, besides the fact that we were able to kind of contain him a little bit, was the ability to stop the run with a light box. You know, we play with five and six guys in the box. A lot of times when you play a team, you know, it's got that kind of athleticism, you want to play with seven or eight in the box. And I thought our defensive front, specifically our defensive line, and I thought Jay Jones was great at Mike, and I thought, you know, those five guys really did a nice job of handling the run game, which enabled us to be able to double-team Demas. And again, you know, we did everything we could. You tip your hat to the kid. I think one ball he caught and made a big play on, he out-jumped three guys and ended up making the play. And it's hard to say, hey, jump higher, you know, to our guys. But, you know, it's just one of those freak plays, and you tip your hat to him, you get to the next play, and you try not to let it happen again. So I was really happy with our defensive effort. I thought it was really, really good.
Well, you weren't around, but Navasota fans remember a receiver a lot like that named Tre'Davious Dixon, and his name's out here in your weight room a whole lot. So, matter of fact, that's probably the best receiver since Tre'Davious Dixon I've seen on a field where Navasota is playing. But, yeah, he's an outstanding athlete. But with that great play, they tie at 14-14 in the third quarter, but you all come back in that fourth quarter. Jay Jones has to score not once but twice. He scored, got it called back, but then came right back again and scored, and that was just a great drive to go ahead in the ball game.
It really was. It was a kind of, if you will, a season defining drive in my opinion. You know, it's North Forest is a lot better than their record indicates. They have a lot of talent, do a lot of things really, really well, and they pose a lot of problems for you. And so when we were able to kind of get the ball down there in the red zone towards the end, and we had kind of made up our mind that we were going to try to grind it out, And we were going to try to, you know, put a little bit of the weight, if you will, on our O-line and try to have them, you know, establish that line of scrimmage for us that we could punch the ball in the end zone there. And I thought that that was a really big time of the game. Obviously, we had to get points down there, and we were able to cash in and get a touchdown. I think everybody started breathing a little bit easier at that point. And the way our defense was playing, you know, we thought it had a good chance of standing up. And so when we scored there and then we got the ball back, I think a little bit after that, and we scored again, you know, at that point, that was just kind of a cushion, if you will, to the final score because, you know, our defense, they were outstanding. And so I was really happy with the offense, the way they were able to punch that in and kind of and try to control the game there at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
I know that during the game there was one play that Matthew Yabara and I, instead of saying great play, great run, we said great call. And that was, I believe, a Montarius Love, who you usually send up the middle. You send him wide on a play. And it was, I mean, that's the first thing we said is what a call that was. And Montarius pulled it off great.
Yeah, he did. And Montarius, you know, he's been a great, great surprise and addition this year. You know, having him back with us this year has been a really nice thing, and I'm really happy for him. He's a kid that just kind of grinds and works, and it hadn't always been easy for him. You know, we've moved him around different positions, and he's really flashed the last couple of weeks at running back, and we think we found a home for him there. But you're right, he's kind of a battering ram. He sticks it up in there. You know, he'll attack inside the tackles and does a really good job of that. And there was no question they were loading up to try to defend that, and I thought that he made a nice run. Our O-lineman executed it really, really well. And I thought Coach Morrison, that he's our offensive coordinator, he's the one that made that call, and I thought that was a really good call as well. So I thought it was well done on all sides.
And finally, I texted you about this. Zach Dyer made a run that I texted you and said it was almost Manziel-ish, and you said just so long as he doesn't think that he's Johnny. But it really was. What a run that he made, that he went wide, and then he just stopped on a dime and went to the inside and just completely faked out that defender. It was a great run by him.
Oh, it really was. And Zach does a lot of things instinctively. You know, you can't teach some of that stuff. He just does it. And when he does that kind of stuff, it makes us really, really difficult to defend because they have to account for him in the run game. And so that was a big play at that time. I think that's right before Jay punched it in there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that whole little swing of plays was a really big time for our football team and a chance for us to kind of overcome some of the problems that we had earlier in the game and kind of punch it in, if you will. So, yeah, that was a big play, and credit to Zach for making it.
I'm going to talk about one more guy that we haven't talked about all year long, but we got to. I think you're generous on the roster calling him, 5'9", 160? And that's number 9, Truman Garza. Talk about this kid and what he brings to this team. My goodness, he goes into those 6'3", 220-pound defenders like he's ready to go one-on-one with them.
Yeah, he is. He has no fear. You know, he's one of those kids that he came to us from Buffalo, and it was right before the season started, I believe, if I remember right. And he got here in the summer right before school started. So we really didn't know what we had with him, to be honest with you. We tried to play him at several different positions, just kind of trying to figure out where he fits. And we started with him as a receiver because he's pretty athletic and has great balance and makes great cuts. And we just couldn't get him in the game enough there, and he was too good of an athlete to stand around. And so we moved him to defensive line. I'm sure you guys have seen that. And we did that because he's so athletic, so fast, that we were attempting to kind of shoot some gaps and trying to disrupt some things in the back end for the other team. And then, you know, you got a guy like Tyreek Houston down there, and when he's down there, you can afford to move him around, as far as Truman I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And so we put him at running back because of the balance and the body control that he has. And this last week, I really feel like it was a pretty good coming out party for him. I thought he ran the ball really, really well. He's a lot quicker than people realize, and he's got great balance. And, you know, so I thought he took a couple of big shots on a couple of runs, and he didn't go down. And so that's the thing I liked about it as much as anything, is that they have to wrap him up and actually tackle him. He's not going to just go down on contact. And that's a great attribute to have as a running back, and I thought he displayed that the other night. Really, really proud and happy for Truman.
The Worthing Colts are the opponent tonight on homecoming, and we talked a little bit about this last week about what to expect, but now we're closer to the ball game. Homecoming is a great time for everybody. It's a great time of celebration, but it's also a time of distraction when you're a football team and a football coach. But I guess your team has been handling that well.
Yeah, they really have. It's been an interesting week, you know, coming off of a Saturday game, which shortens preparation for the coaching staff and also for the kids. And so we approached it a little bit different this week. On Monday this past week, we decided to kind of treat that like a Saturday. And so what we did is we just lifted and conditioned a little bit, and we watched the film of the game against North Forest and made some corrections. And then we watched film of Worthing and kind of turned that into a kind of a review slash scouting report as to what we're going to have this week. And so we try to do that just to get our kids' legs back. You know, after a game like that on Saturday, you know, they're used to getting about 48 to you know, 72 hours somewhere in there to be able to kind of get their legs back. And so we decided to do that this week just to try to be a little more fresh for Friday. And then Tuesday we start our preparation, and we had a big rainstorm, so we had to move it into the gym. So yesterday, or Wednesday, I should say, was the first time that we were actually able to get outside. And the weather's changed. It's cooler. That's a big deal, and people don't realize when the weather gets cooler how much more energy it seems to give the guys. And so I've been really pleased with practices. They've been real locked in mentally, executing-wise and execution-wise. The stuff that we've done in walkthroughs and the stuff that we've done in practice, I feel like we're going to be pretty sharp. You're right about the distractions. every coach I know would try to eliminate as many as they possibly could, but during homecoming week, that's just about impossible. So you know we've dealt with that, and our kids, it's a fun time. You don't want to take that away from the guys. You want them to enjoy it, but at the same time, you want them to remember, you know, what's Friday night's all about, and that's playing that football game. So we're excited about that opportunity. Worthing is going to present a difficult challenge for us, and we're going to have to be ready to go.
Let's talk about Worthing, what you know about them. They come in with a 3-2 record. They started off the season with a couple of wins, then lost to Northside and beat Yates to open district play, but then gave up 52 points to Wheatley last week. What do you know about this team?
They're athletic. You know, all HISD schools are, and they're no different. They have guys that are home run hitters when they have the ball. Their quarterback in particularly, he likes to run quite a bit. And, Jackson Harris, number 12. And he's I would say, more of a runner than a passer. And so we're going to have to be really disciplined in our gap control this week on defense, which I don't think that'll be a big issue for us, because we've seemed to be getting better at that throughout the last couple of weeks. And we're going to have to control him. He's kind of their offense in a lot of ways. The ball goes through him just about all the time. And they try to get it to number 4, William Simpson, quite a bit. Number 2, James Conway, quite a bit. And they try to – those guys are really the ball carriers, the guys that they're bell cows, if you will. And we're going to have to do a good job, again, just being disciplined and having good eye discipline on defense and taking care of that.
Coach Ellis has been there since 2004. I think if I was looking right, they've been to the playoffs the last 5 years and not had a whole lot of luck in the playoffs. They've gone out in the bye district each one of those years. But this is a team that's obviously, you know, this is a game that's important for them coming in at 1-1 if they wanted to make another playoff appearance.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they're going to give us all we want, you know, and that's what our kids have to understand. And we've tried to preach that to them, is that we're going to get everybody's best shot. And us being 2-0, this is a really big opportunity for us to kind of get ahead, if you will. Stafford and Wheatley play this week, and that's another, you know, game of the other two undefeated teams in district. So at this point in the year, you just want to win as many games as you can and put yourself in a position at the end to have a chance to win it. And Worthing's in the same position. They're 1-1 right now. They want to stay in the top half of the district race as well. And so, again, they'll give us their best shot. We've got to be ready to answer that challenge.
Yeah, you and I are recording this on Thursday, and the other two district games are both played on Thursday night. Right. So actually, when the fans are hearing this, we'll be able to tell them the results of those games, and you'll know them too. So although I'm not sure whether mathematically you can wrap up a playoff berth tonight, but depending on what did happen last night, going 3-0 is an awful good place to be.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with, you know, when you got Stafford coming up, who's a really good football team, a lot better than their record. And then you got Wheatley, of course, you know, is our last game of the year before our open date, which just happens to be week 11. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got a lot of football left in front of us, but we got to take care of these games like the one tonight against Worthing. And we got to give ourselves a chance to be in a position to accomplish our goals. And one of the goals we've set as a football team is to be the district champion. And that's in front of us, and we still control our own destiny there. So we want to stay in that seat as long as we possibly can.
Christian Johnson is one of your senior players. He's a defensive back for you. Talk about what he brings to this team.
Christian's been a really nice surprise for us this year. You know, when I got here in March, he was one of our quarterbacks, and we had he and Zach Dyer, who had moved in from Iola, were really the two quarterback guys that we've been looking at. And we knew that if Christian was not the quarterback, that he was too good of an athlete to not have on the field. And so, to his credit, he knew that he was probably going to end up being a backup quarterback. And we asked him, we said, you know, is corner something that you'd be interested in playing? Because we think you're, you know, too good of an athlete to stand and not play. And to his credit, he said, yes, he'd do anything, whatever was going to help the team win, is what he told me. And when you got guys like that that are all about team first and want to do what's best for the team, then you pull for guys like that and you root for those kind of guys. And Christian's no exception. You know, he's done everything we've asked him to do. He's become a great leader as a senior this year. And he's doing a really, really nice job in the back end and the secondary for us, and really turned into probably our best corner right now. So we've been really happy with Christian and what he brings to us both on and off the field.
That's Coach Casey Dacus. It's the Navasota Rattlers taking on the Colts of Worthing tonight here at Rattler Stadium. You're listening to the pregame show, the Casey Dacus Show, brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air. We'll be back. Get you the starting lineups and get this one kicked off with Bryce Jones. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Navasota Football on NavasotaNews.com.